You have to tell stories. Tell some quiet ones!
Shh, shh. Pa's trying to sleep. We'll be quiet, Pa.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
The rooster gets more publicity than we do.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they're going to have a billboard of the Wake Up Crew, and it's just going to be a picture of Brian and Russell Crowe, the rooster.
He's going to be, you know, the Superman picture where he's standing with the eagles on his arm, but it's going to be the rooster.
And we'll have just our names just written on the bottom of it, just in a little bitty, you know. That's
maybe
the way.
We'll be in the reflection of his glasses.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, that'll work.
I'd be proud for Russell to be on my arm.
He and that rooster. Broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. This is the Wake Up Crew. It is a Wednesday, and Brian, we hear that it's going to get a little warmer today.
Yeah, a little bit.
Thanks for adding to the conversation. I think about 45 to high today, I believe, somewhere in there. But boy, it was cold Monday. Wasn't a lot better yesterday, but at least the sun was shining yesterday some.
Let's see, upper 40s ish today. Yeah.
So that's good.
And then it's better.
I'm going to attempt to play golf today.
50s tomorrow.
Ooh.
I have not played golf since a couple of days before Christmas.
So are you going to be golfing in pants and a long sleeve?
Yes, I am. And I'm going to be golfing ugly today because I haven't played.
This is... was a brief cold snap.
Yeah.
Their long range kind of looks like maybe we could have end of the month, start of February, we could have another cold shot coming in that could last a little longer.
Well, you know, it's that time of year. We really should be having it. Got to kill all those mosquitoes, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people have been worried about that, and the grass is greening up in places. I saw a company out mowing the onions.
We had irises growing out in our backyard yesterday.
Yeah.
Irises were coming out, Sunday. And then I guess they may not be doing much growing after Monday's weather. But
I think Monday was the best kind of cold. Because if it's cold, I don't want it to just be cold. If it's cold, I want to at least see some snow. And we got to see some flurries throughout the day.
It was kind of pretty, yeah.
It's at least pretty to look at. If it's cold and it's just cold, if it looks warm outside... and you step outside and it's 30 degrees, I'm angry. Because it looks like it should be, you know, 40, 50, 60. But you step outside and it's 22.
I can handle almost any kind of cold weather as long as it's not wind. The wind just kills me. It's just...
Saturday seemed colder last week in a way, because of the wind.
And after it started raining, it got better. You know, it got a little bit better.
Now, do you prefer hot weather or cold weather? Would you rather it be 95 or 25?
I like 75 degrees for a high.
Well, if you have to pick. You have to pick cold or hot.
Why do I have to do that?
Well, I'm just hypothetical.
Well, see, if it's 95 inside your home, it can be 70. Mm-hmm. If it's 20 inside your home, it can be 70.
Right.
So
right.
That's what I choose.
Well, but I need to know a temperature range, Dalton. I can't just go, you know.
90 to 95 or 20 to 25. That's your range.
90 to 95. I'd rather have the hot.
Yeah, I would too. What about you?
Oh, yeah. Summertime's my favorite.
I mean, it's...
I'm not a cold weather fan myself.
You can find shade.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to find sun if it's not out there.
That's true.
But
and wintertime always seems to be, I guess, because it gets dark earlier and it's always
it's so
cloudy.
Depressing. Yeah. Yeah, it's not good for people.
Mm-mm.
Not good for your health.
You're cooped up all the time.
And hopefully in a year or two, we won't have to worry about that. It'll be daylight saving time all the time.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'll be ready for that.
So that would make it probably 6 o'clock would be the earliest it would get dark, I guess. Or was that right?
That'd
be the latest it would get dark, which isn't bad.
Mm-mm.
That's not a bad way to be. But we're in January and February. We'll get over it, and spring's just around the corner.
Still be dark in the mornings, though. You don't mind that as much.
No, I like the mornings.
We'll be complaining.
I used to love to go to work in the dark. It really made me feel like, hey, it's really early.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't. But, it'll be
hot, and we'll be complaining about how hot it is soon.
Not in here.
No.
Not in the fridge.
It's never home. It's kind of hot in here today, but...
We're in Brian's fortress of solitude. We're never going to get warm. Yeah. We're never going to get, you know... Brian could have been in Frozen and fit right along in that group, you know. Hey, a little more ice over here, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I'm just saying.
Let it go.
Yeah, please, let it go. We have to keep the temperature regulated in the studio because of all the computers and because every machine you see around here has a fan in it. If it gets hot, and I've kept track of it, and if it gets above 72, they start running hard. So
he is the only guy I know that would keep track of it. That's yep. That's absolutely true. It's time to take our first look at the weather. Good morning here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see plenty of sunshine for today, and highs getting close to 50 degrees. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudiness builds into the area. Lows drop to 32. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, cloudy, chance for afternoon rain showers. Highs top out near 52. Winds remain south-southeast 5 to 10. And then Thursday night, showers likely, storms also possible after midnight. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 20.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
Tell me a little bit about the manor.
I've enjoyed it, but I knew about the manor some time back because my mother was here. And so I knew that when I came, it was going to be here.
And what do you like the most?
Being able to go eat and not do the dishes.
I bet. Stones River Manor, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
This is Ron Hall with Farrah Construction. When the unexpected happens, Farrah Construction can help you, whether there's a vehicle in your business or your home that's not supposed to be there. We can board it up where the place is secure and deal with your insurance company to get it back to its previous condition.
That's Farrah Construction Company.
We can also help with any frozen pipes. When the unexpected happens, call Farrah Construction Company.
615-893-6120.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
True tear unit works well. You produce your own tears. And your own tears is the best thing you can have. It's better than any eye drops you can buy on the store.
McCabe Vision Center.
True Tear can treat dry eyes without using any medications or over-the-counter drops.
McCabe Vision Center.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah. Come on over and save.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
For yourself.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
John Stanshauer, the story is well known, how Derek Jeter grew up dreaming of playing shortstop for the Yankees and ended up as a true Yankee legend and now a Hall of Famer.
This is something that I think when you start off your career, you're never thinking about the Hall of Fame. I mean, this is the highest honor that can be given to any individual that plays this game. And you know, I was speechless. When I got the call, you know, everyone said, you know, anticipate a phone call coming at such and such time. But quite frankly, I was pretty nervous. And when I got it, I really didn't know what to say.
Won 5 world championships in New York, 14-time All-Star, 5-time Gold Glove winner. Only 5 players in baseball history had more career hits. He's not going in unanimously, something no player had done until Mariano Rivera, his longtime teammate, did last year. One, as of now, still unknown writer, inexplicably left Jeter off his bound. Larry Walker going in as well, but he's not getting top billing.
I was thinking about it, that as great as Derek is, I'm kind of going to be like that. Remember those old 45s we used to listen to, and they had the song on the A side. The song on the B side you really didn't know about? On the B side.
Walker on MLB Network got in his final year of eligibility. Wild brawl at the end of the Kansas State game. Sylvia D'Souza of the Jayhawks, seemingly the instigator, and as he fought with Kansas State's DeJuan Gordon, D'Souza at one point picked up a chair. Suspensions are certain to be coming there. Meanwhile, San Diego State won again to go to 20-0. Villanova won a Big East battle with Butler, who's lost three straight since being 15-1. NBA saw the Clippers win in Dallas, 110-106, 107, a game where both Kawhi Leonard and Luka Doncic scored 36 points. Zion Williamson debuts for the Pelicans tonight. NFL Network, your home for the most playoff coverage anywhere, all the way through Super Bowl 54. NFL Network, one network, all postseason long. This is NBC Sports Radio.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
All right, time for that 622 sports update here on this Wednesday morning. No sports for you tonight, but tomorrow we kick it off with Lady Raider basketball. They are at Louisiana Tech, 6 o'clock airtime for us here on WGNS with a 6:30 tip. Dick Palmer will have the action from La Tech. And coming up for you on Friday night, State Farm Prep Basketball, Riverdale at Blackman. On Saturday, the Prentice Alsa Heating and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by Donut Country and Chick-fil-A. We're talking girls basketball coming up Saturday morning. And Saturday afternoon, the Lady Raiders at Southern Miss. We'll have that beginning at 3:30 airtime on WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's about 23 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you here on this hump day, this Wednesday morning. And right in the middle of winter, isn't it? I guess it is. Yes. I haven't looked when winter started, actually. But it's cold, and not going to be a little, going to be a little better today. But we don't have time for that right now because we've got to go to the real facts.
Today's probably my favorite real fact I've ever done.
Oh.
The oldest recorded your mom joke was discovered in 1976 in Iraq and dates back to the year 1524 BC. That's when they've pinpointed that this was written on tablet.
I didn't even know they had mom jokes. I thought it was just dad jokes. Is it mom jokes too?
Well, it's dad jokes and yo mama jokes.
I think.
Yes.
We try to steer away from the yo mama jokes.
Evidently, some of us do. Some of us try to
steer
away.
Well, it's historical fact.
Coming up, Dave Ross's commentary and Eye on Washington from CBS News.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
Why was it so peaceful? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank. Considering the predictions that Monday's gun rights rally in Richmond, Virginia would turn violent, I think we should take a moment to acknowledge that it didn't. Thousands of people gathered at the state capitol. About 6,000 chose to disarm and enter the gun-free zone close to the building. But thousands more remained armed and also remained peaceful. Then after the rally, some of the armed demonstrators even hung around to gather up the trash. I wasn't there, so I can't say whether it remained peaceful in spite of the guns or because of the guns. But maybe it had nothing to do with the guns. Maybe it had to do with the type of people who were carrying them. These were apparently nonviolent people. And when you have a crowd of nonviolent people, you can give them handguns, you can give them semi-automatic sport rifles, you can give them fully automatic machine guns, you can give them the nuclear codes, and there would be no trouble. As one of the protest signs said, making good people helpless won't make bad people harmless. Exactly. It's not about the guns, it's about who has them. So why is this issue even controversial? Why wouldn't nonviolent people be doing everything they can to make sure violent people don't get guns? Then there's no need to demonstrate and nothing to clean up afterwards. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
With Capital One, you can open a new checking or savings account with no fees or minimums.
Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A., member FDIC. Eye on the White House.
Debate on the structure of the Senate impeachment trial featured forceful arguments from the House managers for witness testimony.
The House calls John Bolton. The House calls Mick Mulvaney. Let's get this trial started, shall we?
But Adam Schiff's arguments were countered by the president's counsel.
Why are we here?
Jay Sekulow questioned Democrats' motives.
Are we here because of a phone call? Or are we here before this great body? Because since the president was sworn into office, there was a desire to see him removed.
Republicans swatted down several Democratic attempts to amend the organizing resolution. Eye on the White House, I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Upgrade to the wiper blades trusted by Rainer Zietlow to break world records. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance that lasts two times longer than other blades. The new Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are only available at Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Ryan Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew, broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. We're about ready to take a look at our day in history. And where's Russell? There he goes. Okay.
Thanks, Russ.
Yeah.
See you next time.
More from Russ Crowe in just a little bit.
So. I like Russ Crowe. That's a good short name.
Yeah.
He's getting his calisthenics in this morning.
It is hump day, which is always a good day.
Yes.
And we're just glad that you're here with us.
Woo!
Everybody's in school. Everybody's at work. Russ is chiming in there, and everything's right with the world right now.
You know, he always has the same thing to say.
He has such a way with words. Yeah, I mean, it's really quite beautiful.
Yeah, he does kind of have a way with it. I want to just a second here. Now I'm ready. Okay. I was looking at something here, and it didn't come on. Here it is. Yeah. And another cold one out there.
Yes.
In Murfreesboro.
That's why Russell is indoors with us. We don't want to leave him out in the cold.
He's a rooster.
We wouldn't want his beak chattering.
He's a rooster.
He's a special rooster. He's a sweetheart.
Oh, this show. I don't know. It's time to take a look at today in history.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
You know, I just thought of something.
Oh, no.
For that segment, when we're all talking like you were a baby, just about when you were doing that, we need a little baby a rooster sound for Russ. when Russie Crow was a rooster. Oh, wow. And the ratings continue to plummet here on the Wake Up Crew. Let's go to Brandon Brooks with CBS Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind. January 22nd, 1977. Stevie Wonder hit the top of the singles chart with I Wish from his album Songs in the Key of Life. January 22nd, 1984. The CBS premiere of the helicopter action series Airwolf.
We have him.
And this date in 1994.
Wise guys from Vegas.
Actor Telly Savalas, TV's Kojak.
I know them all.
Died of cancer at 72.
Love you, baby.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. With more Today in History, here's John.
You know, I had that Songs in the Key of Life album by Stevie Wonder. That is kind of like the White Album, you know, with Stevie Wonder. The
right.
Beatles, the White Album. Everybody's got a trademark album. That is his. So some of his biggest hits are on that thing. It's almost like a greatest hits album. Really probably should have been. But looking at our day in history here at News Radio WGNS, want to first start out with 1968. Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In debuts on NBC. That show went, I guess, on for 7 or 8 years. I think it lasted until 74, I think. And Goldie Hawn was on that show. Lily Tomlin was on that show. I mean, some big names came out of that show a little bit before your time.
Yeah, they did. There's a special on Netflix as they look back over the anniversary of that, and they get some of the old stars back together again. It's it's pretty funny.
Sock it to me.
Sock it to me.
Sock it to me.
Sock it to me.
And everybody said that,
That was Richard Nixon who did that.
In 1969, Roy Campanella and Stan Musial are elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame. Roy Campanella was the catcher for the Dodgers who became paralyzed. He was in a car accident and became paralyzed. Stan Musial, of course, Rod Edwards' favorite player of all time, the St. Louis Cardinal great.
Stan the man.
Stan the man. In 1989, this is sad news for you. I know this was tragic for you. Bill Walsh retires after winning three Super Bowls with the San Francisco 49ers.
That was my team when I was a kid. That was the first team. We didn't have an NFL team here, and so I pulled for them because of Joe Montana, and they were winning.
And, you know, Bill Walsh never went and coached again after that. You know, and he was still relatively young at the time.
Kind of like Joe Gibbs got into racing. Kind of left football.
Yeah. What a good coach he was, too, Joe Gibbs. In 1990, the American Music Awards featured Bobby Brown and Paula Abdul as winners. Well, that was a good song.
Yeah. Two of my favorite songs right there.
You know, she got out of the music business and just kind of went into, you know, America's, what's the name of it? American Idol. Yeah. So still does some of that. And, but Paula Abdul, man, that brings back memories.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you can still make money and not have to work, that's how you know you've made it. I mean, that's the measurement.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think if you make one big album like that, and a couple of big hit singles, you're pretty much okay for the rest of your life.
If you can get a hit that will play, that's timeless, and that will keep playing for years and years and years, then
like
you're
set. Like All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Yes. Yeah. That's it. Mariah Carey could retire and never work again.
Well, Bruce Springsteen could, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, he could retire on that.
Right.
You know, no telling how much money Andy Williams made, you know, because he sang all, you know, you'll hear probably seven or eight different of his songs.
Yeah. Bing Crosby,
during Christmas.
Too.
Yeah.
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 Same kind of.
Dean Martin.
Right.
But anyway. Time for, what are we doing? Good Neighbors.
Yeah, good neighbor of the day today. Scott Cochran is today's good neighbor of the day. He's a great teacher who is an encouragement to his students, so he's going to receive flowers. He also listens to this show. He will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Don't sound so surprised. Call or text in those birthdays now, 615-893-1450.
All right, we got a look at weather and our first look at traffic coming up on the Wake Up Crew, 634.
Good morning, guys. We'll see plenty of sunshine for today and highs getting close to 50 degrees. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudiness builds into the area. Lows drop to 32. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, cloudy, chance for afternoon rain showers. Highs top out near 52. Winds remain south-southeast 5 to 10. And then Thursday night, showers likely, storms also possible after midnight. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 20.
Good morning. Watch the traffic build out here. Down Sam Ridley headed towards the interstate coming out of Smyrna. Just busy where you would expect out here on 41 as you head inbound Murfreesboro, applying 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. Hey, buying or selling a home, call Nakisha and Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. The Tate team, call 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. I've had a hearing problem for some time, and I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
He communicates with you very well. He listens to what you say and what you say your problem is.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. Couldn't live without him.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by Americare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by Americare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know the fastest flying insect is a dragonfly? Honeybees have to make about 10 million trips to collect enough nectar for production of 1 pound of honey. The longest jumping insect? Yeah, you guessed it, the flea.
Family owned and operated. Americare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmericareServices.com.
Now WGNS Good Neighbor Events looks ahead toward the weekend. The Wedding Dresses Through the Decades continues today through March the 1st at Oakland's Mansion. And the Care Connection is this Friday morning at 10 for relatives caring for elderly with chronic illness or Alzheimer's disease. That's 10 o'clock Friday morning at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The 13th Annual Murfreesboro City Schools Foundation Excellence in Education Gala is in the ballroom of MTSU's new Student Union building, 7 o'clock this coming Friday night. Beauty and the Beast continues this coming weekend at the Center for the Arts. And the Arthritis Support Group meets Saturday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. And the Friends of Limbaugh Annual Author Luncheon will be at the Woman's Club this Saturday morning starting at 11. January Jazz 2 comes up Saturday afternoon at 4 in Parish Hall at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. This benefits our local symphony. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
No matter what pops up during your day, Ascension St. Thomas makes it easy to get the care you need, anytime, from anywhere. Now you can see a doctor online, right from home, 24/7. Schedule same-day care online, check into the ER, or even schedule a visit with an Ascension St. Thomas primary care doctor. You'll find it all at GetSTHealthCare.com, with locations and online care across Middle Tennessee.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. Kelton'sInc.com.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. We're seeing a huge number of our customers that are allergic to gluten or at least gluten sensitive, and we've always had a great gluten-free menu. And so we now have gluten-free spaghetti, and many of our sauces are gluten-free. So it's a great place to go if you're gluten sensitive or you have celiac disease and you can't eat gluten at all. This is Peter Demas. Come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant, Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
It's 6:39. Good morning, everybody. On this Wednesday, it's hump day, and let's hope Brian can get over the hump. Let's hope Brian can get over the hump today. You think?
Maybe.
He's struggling a little bit.
He's
struggling
sitting at a yesterday. 6.25. That's his week average so far.
Well, we just keep adding more pressure to him, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
I just let it roll off my back.
What you got, man?
Why don't crabs use social media? Ever thought about that?
I don't know why crabs use, why they don't use social media. No.
Because they're hermits.
I got it. Okay. Yeah.
Six and a half? They're maybe
not,
a seven.
They're not very
social. I'll give
them
a seven. Yeah.
You're going to give it a seven?
I'll give it a seven.
Okay, I will too. That seemed like he's on his way back.
Yeah, that was a... He's working his way up there.
That's thanks to your Christmas gift calendar. Those for the rest of the week. I've got...
Oh, So now you're going to try to blame it on me.
Yes, of course.
That won't work, buddy. I'm just going to tell you. 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday morning. Want to remind you that we've got Man on the Street Newsmakers coming up in 5 minutes. But right now, it's time for CBS National News Headlines, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan. It's 6:41. Good morning.
CBS News Special Report. Day one of the Senate impeachment trial ended early this morning. Lawmakers will be back at it in a few hours after Republicans blocked 11 different amendments from Democrats. Reporters at the Economic Forum in Switzerland asked President Trump if witnesses should be allowed to testify.
I'll leave that to the Senate. The Senate's going to have to answer that. I have great respect for the Senate as a body and many of the individuals.
The president took aim at a House manager and fellow New Yorker.
Gerald Nadler. I've known him a long time. He's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that.
Nadler arguing Democrats defeated call to hear from witnesses sooner rather than later.
All the witnesses must be permitted. That's elementary in American justice. Either you want the truth, or you must permit the witnesses, or you want a shameful cover-up.
Chief Justice John Roberts rebuked lawmakers for lack of civility. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Bone-chilling temperatures and snow flurries on Monday did not deter several hundred people from participating in the 16th annual Martin Luther King Jr. March from Central Magnet School to the Patterson Community Center, where several tributes took place. Murfreesboro NAACP President Katie Wilson had thoughts about what she hoped the young people took away from the Martin Luther King tribute.
The humanity and preaching nonviolent, because what he did not like is violent. And the younger generation at that time was going against what he was trying to teach, but he stayed to his true belief that he could get stuff done by being nonviolent.
Wilson encouraged the community to attend the annual MLK breakfast 9:30 this coming Saturday morning in the Tennessee Room of MTSU's James Union building. The 8th annual remembrance ceremony was held at Laverne City Hall. MTSU President Sidney McPhee was the keynote speaker. He's been an integral part of the university's growth and success over the last two decades. McPhee also served in various senior-level administrative capacities at several major universities, including Oklahoma State, University of Louisville, and University of Memphis. 30-year-old Brad Anthony Majors of Shelbyville was sentenced to 50 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to child sex and child pornography charges. In addition to 50 years in prison, he'll serve 15 years of supervised release and will be required to register with the state sex offender registries. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com, at Facebook.com/WGNSradio, and follow us on Twitter at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
All right, fellas, start your new year healthier with a quick and easy health assessment at Low T Center. Low T Center treats more than low T levels, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, allergies, and more. So if you've been feeling tired and grumpy, have a lack of motivation and drive, have noticed weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low T levels, sleep apnea, or even low thyroid. Low T Center will help you determine the cause of your symptoms and will help you get back to feeling your best. And it's covered by most health insurance, and they'll verify it for you. If you think you may have sleep apnea, they offer the convenience of a take-home sleep test. No need to go to a clinic or lab overnight. This is not like a typical doctor's office where you have a long wait. Low T Center is concierge medicine exclusively for us men. Low T, low thyroid levels, and sleep apnea can cause weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and raise your cholesterol, and of course, impact your mood. So call now to get a quick and easy health assessment. 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Life can have many chapters, and in banking, you can often be surprised at where each chapter could lead. Hi, I'm Tony Hicks, and I'm eager to talk with you about my new chapter in life. I've been a lender for many years in Rutherford County, and I've joined longtime lender Joe Sadler to provide better futures for our business members at Heritage South Community Credit Union. Heritage South has amazing products and superb service. We've been helping our members in Middle Tennessee for over 60 years. If you need a loan to grow your business, call me. Anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County qualifies for membership at Heritage South. And remember, it's true, we help when others won't.
For a business loan, call Tony Hicks at Heritage South Community Credit Union, 615-217-3240. Equal housing lender.
It's tough being a plumbing pipe in winter.
You sound funny. Catch a cold?
Cold? I'm almost frozen. I'll burst and then no more indoor plumbing.
Better call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They fix frozen pipes quickly.
Oh, thank goodness, because this could get ugly.
Well, call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They'll do it right the first time.
Oh, I'm freezing. I can't. She's about to blow.
Find us at RoscoeBrown.com.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com. It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, and I'm the new branch manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. There are great things happening at First National Bank on Mercury Boulevard. We understand each of our customers want confidential banking with convenience, and our goal is to make banking easy with a great customer experience. Let First National Bank be your first choice. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Should vaping be outlawed?
The first thing we saw was kids starting to use that in replacement of cigarettes. It's a little bit easier for them to hide. I've had several instances of kids even trying it in class, going to a restroom. It's easy to conceal. Parents don't know what they are when they're looking at them. Some of them look to be USB drives or something easy to conceal.
Sergeant Casey McClure with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office.
What we've noticed, especially in the past year, is the increase in THC being used in that. It's the active ingredient in marijuana, the psychoactive ingredient. We have noticed that as a huge uptick in students using the THC in that. I've seen some students having adverse reactions to that. They've had to call ambulances out there. There have been instances in other products being put in that. When you get something on the black market or illegally, you don't know what's in there. For me, if I see that, you know, I'm concerned about their safety. I'm concerned about their health. It's not just a law issue. It's a health issue. And, you know, are you going to be okay? Do we need to get you immediate medical attention? Because, you know, it can be fatal.
Man on the Street Newsmakers brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
It's still, you know, nicotine. It's still addictive. It's still forming a habit. You know, it can be fatal.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men online at thebillupscenter.com. Don't look back.
Woo-woo!
Oh, that's hump day.
Mm-hmm. It's today, isn't it?
It's Wednesday.
My goodness. Time flies when you're having an okay time.
Wow.
No, I always have a good
time.
Don't
mix words. Just come right out and say it. You don't enjoy the show.
I love the show.
Well, you love this part because it features you. This is you.
Oh, I love the whole show. Oh. My favorite segment is your Today in History.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite. It's today's holiday.
Not because of the actual content, but because of the theme music, correct?
I like the theme music, but I like the way you present it. Yeah.
Nobody likes anything I do, apparently.
Well, if we ever heard a good joke.
What is it? He does the dad joke.
Yeah.
He's trying to, yeah.
You got a 9 from me Friday.
Yeah.
Last
Friday.
Yeah.
Let's see. Today's holiday is I looked far and wide for a good one. Today's hot sauce day. So, are you a hot sauce fan?
Sometimes. I can't really say I'm a fan, but my son-in-law puts it on everything, like eggs and,
yeah.
You know. Do you know there are people that will carry hot sauce with them wherever they go?
Yeah, my son-in-law will do that. Texas Pete there's all kinds. Louisiana hot sauce.
See, I don't like the smell of hot sauce.
Mm-mm.
So, it takes away from it for me. I can't make myself eat it because it smells so bad.
Yuck.
Yeah, put it on eggs.
I've not.
Mm. I know you won't ever.
I don't like hot sauce at all.
Okay. Mm,
no, for me.
I guess that's the end of this segment.
I guess so.
Brian doesn't like it the way you said that. Anyway, we got Focus on the Family coming up here in just a few seconds. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew. It's 6:50.
Life was a lot more dangerous in 1846. For one thing, there was no such thing as a weather forecast. There also weren't hotels every few miles that offered help if the weather turned. There weren't any highways to guide you either. Out west, there was a time when the best you could hope for were to find ruts in the ground left by those who'd made the journey before you. Following established trails can be extremely important, as illustrated by what happened to the Donner Party, who traveled the Oregon Trail in November of 1846. Instead of following the established trails through the Sierra Nevadas, they chose an unproven route. Their shortcut became their undoing. They were surprised by an early snowfall and were trapped miles away from anyone who could help them. It took almost 4 months for a rescue party to arrive, and by the time they did, only 48 of the original 87 were still alive. That story reminds us that there's no weather forecast for life. One day the sun is shining and the weather is warm. The next, a storm blows in that you never saw coming. If there's a silver lining to your troubles, this is it. You're not the first to face the adversity you're going through. Other people have worked the ground and laid a path ahead of you. And learning from their experience can save you a lot of trouble. And if you've already gone down the wrong path, their wisdom might help to lead you through the storm and out of the wilderness. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter.com/search.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 here on The Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday. Someday, you know.
It is.
Always a great day. And hope you're having a good morning so far. And we're wrapping up this first hour of the Wake Up Crew. It's time, as we always do about this time, it's celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Again, we're all over the board, and I've got a special one for Dalton at the end of this today.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
And I've got one for you, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, so a little bit of something for everybody.
Did you do one for yourself?
Yes, in 1875. B.W. Griffith, the director of Birth of a Nation, was born, and that was the first feature-length film, Birth of a Nation. Yeah. So, D.W. Griffith. In 1934, this one will be close to Brian's heart, Bill Bixby, star of The Incredible Hulk on CBS back in the 80s, I guess.
Yeah.
Now. And Bill Bixby passed away several years ago.
Now, this is the actual theme song to that show.
It's got to be the saddest music I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it's called The Lonely Man.
It was the coolest superhero show ever. The only thing that Lou wasn't exactly, you know, I mean, I think they could have done a little better with the costume. But anyway.
Well, it was a guy painted green. But.
But. It was not really about superheroes. It was really more about, you know,
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah. Finally, John Wesley Shipp.
Who was the Flash in the 1990s.
That's right. And he was also on the show Dawson's Creek.
Ah.
You got birthdays too.
I do. You can call or text those into us, 615-893-1450.
We'll be back.
Good morning, guys. We'll see plenty of sunshine for today, and highs getting close to 50 degrees. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudiness builds into the area. Lows drop to 32. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, cloudy, chance for afternoon rain showers. Highs top out near 52. Winds remain south-southeast 5 to 10. And then Thursday night, showers likely. Storms also possible after midnight. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 20.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase big time here as we check it out live. 24 westbound here up by OHB through Antioch right now, continuing towards Nashville. Traffic still holding up right now on 41 as you get on that ramp there to 840, 840 headed over to Franklin, Williamson County. Hey, Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee for satisfaction guaranteed interior and cabinet painting. Just call Nash Painting today, 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and with our three gemologists on staff, we would love to help you find the best quality stones and pieces of jewelry for your loved ones.
Hi, this is Taylor Halliburton at Bell Jewelers. We have a great selection of Pandora charms, Longines watches, which we just recently got in, to even diamond pieces or rubies, which would be great for Valentine's Day. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And we're about ready to wrap up this first hour. News coming up in just a second. You want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
Scott Cochran is today's good neighbor of the day. He's a great teacher who is an encouragement to his students, so he's going to receive some flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
That news John talked about is straight ahead. The CBS World News Roundup, brought to you locally by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by French's.
We know there's nothing worse than a booth that doesn't fit right, so come see us on South Church Street to get a great fitting on high-quality footwear.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's shoes and boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Got that big news check coming up.
We certainly do. Guys, you ready for the next hour?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're not going to leave? I was planning on going.
Well, I'll take a nap in the corner.
Yeah, okay. Brian, you're up next, buddy.
Bye.
All right, stay with us here on News Radio WGNS.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock Show's